are places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds. But the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the hidden frequencies. Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. Tonight, the hidden frequencies bring us to a festive dinner celebration. The Garner family is celebrating one of their favorite holidays. And this year, it's extra special. However, as we're about to hear, the arrival of an uninvited guest threatens to turn this holiday feast into a holiday disaster. When the family is threatened on their highest of holy days, it's important to be a family that prays together.
Adam, Mary, dinner's ready, kiddos.
Yes,
finally.
Joseph, can you get the turkey out of the oven?
Sure thing, honey.
Is Sam gonna be here, Mom?
I'm not sure, sweetheart.
Dad?
Yes, sweetie?
Do you know if Sam is gonna be back?
That's, well, anything could happen. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We'll set a place for him, baby, in case he does decide to come back. It'll be a special occasion either way.
You sure the store didn't sell you a dinosaur by mistake?
Just set it down, Hercules, before you throw your back out.
Easy does it. Easy does it.
Joseph, you're not defusing a bomb. You can cool it with the theatrics.
Ah, there we go. Whew, what a bird.
The good Lord provides well for us.
That he does, my dear.
Okay, we got the turkey stuffed and cooked, the vegetables steamed, the gravy ready, all the drinks are mixed, and...
Oh, and did you tell the Robinsons we won't be able to make it to the potluck on Sunday?
Wait, I thought that one was your job.
Oh, right. Well, they'll figure it out anyway. How about we...
Am I the only one expected to pull my weight around here?
Oh, come on, honey. It's a celebration. Let's not fight about this. Especially over dinner. I can...
You're all excuses, Joseph.
Come on, Mom. I'm hungry.
Me too, Mom.
Looks like the people have spoken, babe. We better give them what they want, unless we want a revolution on our hands.
All right, you little savages. Have some patience. They say it's a virtue, you know.
It looks delicious, Mom. Really delicious.
Thank you, Mary. I wanted it to be special.
Oh, honey, it's very special. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Same here, sweetheart.
Should we wait a little longer for Sam? He might still be on his way, and he'd feel terrible if we did it without him.
That's a wonderful thought, Adam, but I don't think...
How about we say grace? Give him a little extra time. Who knows? We might get a miracle today.
Yeah, good idea, babe. I'll take the lead?
Of course.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth.
It's Sam!
Who could that be knocking at this time of night? Did you order something for today?
Of course not. I don't think so. Jeez, whoever they are, they're eager. Better go see before they hammer the door down.
I'll get it.
No. Honey, I...
Don't worry about it. I'll go talk to them, whoever they are.
All right. We'll hold on the fort in the meantime.
I'll hurry back. coming! People these days, they just can't.
Don't scream. You see this gun? It says, listen to me. Take a step back. Let's see those hands. Yeah, careful, slow. I'm coming inside.
Honey, who was it?
Tell him it was nobody.
Nobody.
What? They tried to give you this month's edition of the Watchtower?
Walk.
What on earth?
Sit down and shut up, or I'll put a few extra holes in your lovely wife here.
Dad? Who's that?
Did Sam send him here?
Shut those kids up! Now!
Sweethearts, just stay nice and quiet,
You too, lady. Take a seat.
Good. Good, good. Empty seat. Expecting someone?
Are they in the house?
Yes. No. It's for our other son, Sam. But he doesn't live here anymore.
Do you think I'm stupid? Why'd you set him a plate if he don't live here?
We thought he might be coming back.
Yeah, right. Think you can pull a fast one on me?
That's the truth. Plain and simple. You can choose whether or not you want to believe it, but it's not going to change.
All right, fine.
Hey! Hands away from that carving knife, buddy! No sudden movements! You want me to put one on the side of your head?
You can take it. It's yours.
Good call. We don't want anyone getting shot, do we? Bet you didn't think I'd notice, did you? Thought I was a little slow.
Why are you here, mister?
I'm here to rob you, all right? I don't have to hurt you, but if you piss me off, I will.
You're welcome to anything here.
Oh, that's what I like to hear, pal. You got a name? I'd hate to have to guess.
Joseph. Joseph Garner.
And you, lady?
Sarah Garner.
And the twerps?
I'm Mary.
I'm Adam.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm Lester. Now we know each other. I can't stand the idea of shooting a stranger. That's what crazy people do, and I ain't crazy.
There's no reason to shoot anybody tonight.
What is and ain't a reason to shoot you ain't a distinction you're qualified to make, Sarah. Since Sammy boy isn't coming back, he won't mind if I take his plate. It sure smells good.
I thought you said you wanted to rob us.
Shut up! I know what I said! But seeing as you're all here, and I've got a handgun, I don't see any reason to rush. Damn, that turkey smells good. You cooked that turkey, Sarah?
Yes.
You sure know how to cook a turkey. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Say, how about you carve us all a few slivers of that turkey, huh? Here's the knife. I trust you with it more than I trust him. But if you try anything funny, I kill your kids, your husband, and then you.
Let me get you a slice. There's plenty to go around.
Good girl. Get carving. Joseph, what's this you guys are drinking, huh? Red wine?
Black cherry soda.
I just realized I'm a little parched. Could I trouble you for a glass?
Sure.
Good man. You're all very cooperative. I like that about you.
Would you like a leg?
Don't mind if I do, Sarah. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Garner. This is awful generous of you.
Don't mention it.
It's been years since I've had good home cooking. Me? I'm not a rich man. I mostly get takeout and shit from the drive-thru. Why aren't you all eating? Too nervous?
We haven't said grace.
Oh, well, ain't you a good little chipmunk? Your daddy's got you trained good. Oh, he was serious. Well, don't stop on my account. Pray away, kids!
Joseph, will you please lead us?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And I suppose I'm the evil you want deliverance from, right? That how this goes? Hey, I asked you a question.
No.
No?
You're just one of the ones trespassing against us right now. But we forgive you.
Oh, you forgive me, Garner.
No point holding grudges on a day like this. We'd hate to put a damper on our celebrations.
Damn right. Not like it'd change anything anyway. Might as well make your peace with it.
Let's give the Garners and their guests some privacy to enjoy their holiday meal, while I take a moment to tell you more about the Hidden Frequencies podcast. With a total of more than 72,000 downloads, Season 1 of the Hidden Frequencies is wrapped, and by all metrics, it has been a smash hit with you, our dear listeners. If you are enjoying these professionally acted and produced audio dramas, I want to invite you to consider becoming a patron of the Hidden Frequencies through our new Patreon page. By pledging as little as $5 a month, you can help us to continue to put together this one-of-a-kind audio drama for seasons to come. And not only will you share in the success of the Hidden Frequencies, your financial partnership will also include exclusive benefits, such as custom downloadables, insider updates from behind the scenes, and even the chance to watch the live stream of one of our cast records in Season 2. All the details can be found at patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies. That's patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies, all one word. Every dollar counts toward our goals for Season 2 and will allow us to continue to produce the finest in radio plays for your listening pleasure. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure you follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. These reviews are an important metric in promoting and sustaining your favorite podcasts. So even if you are listening on another service or device, taking the time to leave an iTunes review will help us maintain this platform to tell these fantastic stories of the bizarre. Now, as we head back into the Garner home, let's take our seat at the table for the conclusion of A Family That Prays Together.
Joseph, refill our glasses. We're all looking a little low on black cherry soda.
All right.
Enjoying the meal, Sarah? Is it tasty?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's good to hear. Joseph, what's the situation with those refills, huh?
Sorry. Here it is.
People are so ungrateful for what they have. It's funny, you know, nobody truly realizes the value of anything they own until it's about to be taken from them. They take it all for granted. That's what happens when you grow up rich. Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. You never see love in a person's eyes quite like that moment they see their mommy or their daddy or their little kitty's brains hit the wall. Boom! Splat! Then they realize, oh, God, they're not going to be able to reciprocate anymore. Kind of weird how it works out like that, huh?
This isn't appropriate dinner table conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. I didn't realize you were setting the agenda now. You want me to take this here pistol and make your husband and kids realize how much they love you? Right. That's what I figured.
You kids have been awful quiet. Why's that? Cat got your tongues?
You told us to be quiet, mister.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? Tell me something, Mary. It was Mary, wasn't it? Are you happy here? This place, these people, they make you happy?
Yes, mister.
What about you, boy? You happy here?
Yes, sir. I am, sir. And my name is Adam, sir.
Your daddy ever hit you, Adam?
No, sir. He wouldn't ever hit me.
Well, if that don't beat all. My dad, he'd beat me till I turned purple when his team lost, or when dinner got cold, when he stubbed his stinking toe. Mean old bastard. Made me tough as nails, though. Guess I could thank the old coot for that, at least.
That sounds inhuman. I'm sorry that your father treated you badly, Lester. Is that why you're here? Is that why you're joining us tonight?
Oh, that's what you think this is? I got, daddy issues? Oh, you damn yuppies. It wasn't just my dad. Nobody I ever met treated me like I was worth the dog shit on the bottom of their shoe. They either hated me or they were afraid of me. No exceptions.
Well, maybe you just didn't notice the exceptions.
Don't you patronize me, Joseph. I know what's going through your head right now. If you were holding this gun, you'd have shot me already. I'm street trash. What do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman.
And that pay well?
We get by.
Oh, damn right you get by. Look at this feast. I feel like I'm sitting in the hall of some medieval king right now, Joey. On a random Tuesday. It ain't Christmas. It ain't Thanksgiving.
That doesn't mean it's not a special day for us, Mr. Lester.
Oh, spare me. Every day's a gift here, right? Or some other corny shit. Sarah, honey, what do you do, huh? You put bread on the table, too?
I'm a chemistry teacher. A high school chemistry teacher.
A chemistry teacher. So you're what they call a double-income household. When I was growing up, my dad's job was drinking. My mom's job was being dad's punching bag. So what I had to work with was the runoff from whatever of my dad's welfare check. He didn't turn it to liquor!
You poor thing. We're sorry that these things happened to you, Lester. We really are.
Well, aren't you all just so perfect? A happy little family. Mommy, Daddy, and the two kitties. Who goddamn ray for that?
Lester, we...
I propose a toast. Let's raise our glasses to the Garners. A Hallmark card family unit if there ever was one. Bottoms up! I said drink!
I think you ought to calm down a little bit, Lester. You're safe here.
Up yours, lady. I got a question for you, wonderful people.
And what's that, Lester?
If you people are all so damn perfect, why'd your other boy, what's his name, Sal?
Samuel.
Right. Why'd that little bastard leave, huh? What made old Sammy fly the coop? Answer me! For God's sake, I'll kill all of you. Two in the head each, just like I did mine.
Sam took issue with our beliefs, our lifestyle. Decided it would be better for him to live elsewhere. So he moved out.
Oh, now that's just too good. Little Sam was a rebel, right? Couldn't stand all the Bible thumping. All the holier-than-thou, let's say grace before eating shit. That's just precious.
What Sam does with his life is in the Lord's hands now. We're all just taking different paths to the same destination.
Destination? That destination is 6 feet under the ground, getting eaten by bugs in a wooden box. Once you punched your last ticket, nothing matters anymore.
You said you were here to rob us. That's not true, is it?
Oh, sure it is, Joey. I just never said what I was gonna rob you of, or which ones of you I'm gonna rob.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's real simple, boyo. By the end of tonight, I'm gonna kill one of you. Take a little jigsaw piece out of this here beautiful picture and crush it in my hand so it won't ever be complete again.
Why?
Because nobody's meant to have it perfect. Nobody. That's not how things work.
You really should settle down, Mr. Lester. You're fraying.
Shut up, you stupid little girl. Don't you dare tell me what to do. Why are you all so calm? Why aren't you afraid?
There's nothing to fear, Lester. We told you, you're safe here. This is a special time. Can you feel the change coming?
It's a wonderful occasion. Actually, Lester, I'm glad you're here. I think you were meant to be. Needed to be.
I've been having dreams lately, Lester. Special dreams. Prophetic dreams. Whispers of the time to come. That time is now.
I don't understand.
This is blood. Oh, God, that's a lot of blood.
Today is Ascension Day, Mr. Lester.
That's right. Today, we get to meet him.
Sit down, relax. We can get you some more cherry soda. You liked the cherry soda, didn't you?
What did you put in the soda?
Potassium cyanide and Valium, mostly.
Really, Lester? It's impressive you're still conscious the amount you drank.
You poisoned me! How did...
Not just you, Lester. We all drank it. You just drank more of it, so it's happening to you first.
Oh, no. Oh, dear God, please. No! Sam left you... For your beliefs... What exactly do you believe?
You really ought to relax, Lester. You're already on the way to ascension. A step outside the great, eternal loop into the arms of the blessed infinite. Just sit with us and become one with the Lord. It's almost over.
My insides are burning. It feels like I ate fire. Help me! Please!
Shh! We are helping you. We wanted to do this with Sam, but honestly, I think you'll benefit more from this. Your soul needs redemption.
We're all children of the same Lord, Lester. So, we're all family here.
I love you, brother.
You're welcome here. You took Sam's vacant seat. You took his place in our family, and you earned it, son.
Please. I'm scared.
There's nothing to be afraid of, darling. It's Ascension Day.
On this episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard A Family That Prays Together by Henry Galley, directed by Mick Wingert. Our cast included Noshir Dalal as Joseph, Sharon Muthu as Sarah, Trevor Duvall as Lester, Erica Sanderson as Adam, and Cassandra Morris as Mary. Original music and scoring by Brandon Boone. Sound design and production by Jesse Cornett of Pleroma Productions. Recorded and engineered at Woodcliff Studios by Frank Rosato. For complete show notes and more details about the people who bring you this production, please visit thehiddenfrequencies.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle @thfrequencies. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2018 by Wacky Title Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.